Emory University in Atlanta is nearing the end of its Tibet Week, a celebration of the Emory-Tibet Partnership, which aims to bring together the best of the Western and Tibetan Buddhist intellectual traditions. One of the features of the week has been an ongoing art project, and unlike other paintings, you'll be able to hear the artists at work before you see them.
What does it sound like? You know, maybe if you're running your fingers over the keyboard of your computer, or...
It's like the way squirrel sound, I don't know.
I guess it could sound like a squirrel. I've never thought of it that way before. It sort of sounds like a... My name is Carrie Leibowitz, and I'm the program coordinator for the Emory-Tibet Partnership.
Myself is Geshe Loden. I am a Tibetan Buddhist monk.
My name is Changchub Thubten. I am a monk.
So these monks are all part of the Mystical Arts of Tibet, a touring group. These monks are specially selected to tour around North America. This week they're here at Emory University. They're constructing the Sand Mandala at the Michael C. Carlos Museum.
Michael C. Carlos Museum of the Emory University. And we are doing the sand paintings.
The main tool is called a chakpor. The chakpor, it sort of looks like an ice cream cone if the ice cream cone didn't have the tip at the bottom, like one of those sugar cones.
Yeah, this is what we call chakpor in Tibetan. It's a metal funnel and this pin.
And one edge has a ridge that's sort of serrated. It sort of has bumpy edges on it. And they also use a small metal stick. So the sand goes into the funnel, and then they take the metal stick and run it up and down along those ridges.
Laying down the sands, we used only metal funnels and a metal pin. That vibration, that makes the flow of the sand, how much amount we need.
And depending on how fast or slow or hard or soft they rub those ridges, depends on how quickly the grains of sand come out of the chakpor or the metal funnel.
The mandala is
intricate and very delicate art.
It's a very vivid, bright creation with a lot of colors.
Yeah, 17 different colors.
Green,
white, dark,
red, blue,
yellow, light.
We must be very careful with even with our breathing.
If you let out a loud sigh or puff of air, then what you've been working on would just blow away.
So day by day, it goes wider.
It's this huge circle that's created out of sand on a table.
When it's finished, it looks like sphere, you can say, circle. Yeah, like it's like that.
So the sand mandala takes a full week to construct, and then at the end of that week, we sweep it away as part of the closing ceremonies for Tibet Week.
We are too much attached to the possession that we possess.
Everything that we see around us on a daily basis is eventually going to fade away or be destroyed.
Even our own human body, we have too much attachment towards our body.
And we can love this beautiful work of art and we can appreciate it for the week, and then at the end of it, we're going to say goodbye.
And each art piece of art is a symbolism, yeah. So that smashing symbolizes the impermanence of all the phenomena.